Welcome to the Litigation Finance Podcast. I'm your host, John Freund. This podcast is brought to you by the Litigation Finance Journal, the only dedicated news source to the litigation finance industry. Please visit www.litigationfinancejournal.com. Our guest today is Anthony Johnson, CEO and founder of Stellium, a legal data and technology company disrupting the legal services industry through innovative solutions that improve accountability and standards for investing in lawsuits globally. Anthony is also the CEO and founder of The Johnson Firm, a national mass tort and class action law firm which uses cross-domain digital marketing and technology expertise to manage over 50,000 clients across multiple litigation types. Anthony, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's start with the basics. What is Stellium? What is the company's mission? And how does the platform disrupt the legal services sector?
Yeah, so, you know, we've been dealing with both litigation finance for over a decade, and then also, you know, kind of growing from just grassroots starting points into dealing with, you know, coordinating with a lot of firms across the country, and just kind of found one common thread in both conversations, and we just felt like the technology that drives the industry is broken, to be frank, and in need of a lot of leadership. And so when we launched Stellium, it was the idea that there's got to be some people out there, whether there are our companies or strategic partners, or people lending into the space that would be strategic in leading in this change. And I think the change starts with creating the right enterprise technology, creating some standards around the language and disclosures we use to invest in the space, and also to create define the assets in the space as well. So that was kind of the purpose of this. Was more of the mission, you know, of the future of the industry, and a call to action, you know, to see who we can, you know, have join our cause.
Got it. And so then who are the main customers that you're targeting here? And also, if you can describe like the specific challenges, pain points that they're facing that you're trying to address.
Yeah. So, I mean, our main core businesses, you know, law firm, you know, we have a call center, we have a marketing company. So, and then we have a tech company. So, you know, at the root of it all, you know, is the legal industry and the law firm. And in that regard, we kind of have two lines of business. One is a you know, growing class action arm where we do a lot of litigation. We have, you know, maybe 400 class actions that were actually on the pleadings for. And so we're dealing with a lot of litigation nationally. And so when you're doing that, you start dealing with a lot of information about the suits. You got a lot of co-counsel that you're actively litigating things with. And you just see a lot of the pain points of transferring and sharing information on the plaintiff's bar, for sure. There's very little solidarity there. And there's very little domain expertise in the technology front, and a very fragmented marketplace when it comes to the tech providers. So that's why we kind of spun off one of our development shop, because we had a lot of great tech guys that I had in my shop, and then some other guys that we found across the industry as we worked with 400 or 500 different law firms. And we had a couple guys wanted to jump out of the law firms and we were like, hey, let's create an actual, you know, managed IT type company, and or dev consulting type company. And that really opened my eyes, because we got to work with, you know, all the service providers out there and see how all those were built, see who's best in class there. We worked with a lot of law firms on integrating their disparate systems together, you know, whether it's their QuickBooks, their CRM, or anything like that. And then we should build a lot of custom apps for people, like, you know, med records getting pulled into CRMs, you know, with click of a button, and actually building it in a better way. And so by having that experience of actually becoming a vendor in the development side, that really allowed us to see kind of where all the holes were.
And so can you give us an example of how a law firm might use Stellium to improve their approach to mass torts, which is a focus there?
Yeah, so to me, that's kind of that entry point on, one, are they strategic in this kind of, in this movement of trying to disrupt the technology and the platform that drives the business? So I look at it like, you know, I realize, you know, we've been dealing with litigation finance funders for, like I said, around a decade. You know, we've grown from, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollar line 12 years ago, up to, you know, 8-9 big figure type fund instruments. And what I've realized working through these multiple chains of relationships was, and to be frank, you know, it's like both sides don't necessarily want to admit that they don't understand anything about the other side. It's kind of the trend I've seen. And it's like we as lawyers go and we have like a valuation on our docket, right? And it's like we give them a number or whatever, and then they go and they either have a third party or a diligence person or an in-house person really that doesn't know much about any of the toys we're talking about because they're not from the space. And so we have this huge language gap. And so especially from the finance side, I think there's a huge need from the technology front to say, all right, what's standard reporting look like, from a firm with a portfolio finance like we have, that goes back to the fund. And so trying to find a litigation finance partner, which we have at this point, but it was very hard to find one that was willing to be very candid with and open with us about like their valuation models. Like, how do you have an intelligent conversation about a valuation model when you guys veil the model and you ask us what we do on the model, and then they're completely apart on what the two, the answer to both of those questions.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Just standardizing that, I can imagine there's huge gaps can cause major challenges there.
Well, I was gonna say, leaning back to like, the Stellium thing is that one, like, let's start the chain of a lawsuit, like from the client journey, if you will. And when I think about standards, I think just start at the beginning. And the beginning tends to start with the marketing company. So, we've helped run marketing, and we have very good strategic people that are involved or getting involved in Stellium that are running, nine figures in marketing spend a year. And it's ironic because even there at the very beginning, when you're talking about like cost per acquisition or cost per case, and I've talked to some finance guys about this, and they're like, when you talk about like right now, you've got like a, whatever, Camp Lejeune out there or something like that. And everyone's like, it's a $3,000 cost per case. It's a $2,000 cost per case. Well, it's like a collective eye roll in the finance industry of cost per case because everyone's defining it differently. It's like if we can't even define what the case is at the front end and the marketing spends and like that investment cost, how are we having any other conversations about standards on the front end? So, we've gone out and I've been working with marketing guys, and that's kind of my background. I was a computer engineer and then had an SEO company for a little bit before I was a lawyer. I had a little stint with a Series 7, so I've got a very weird, weird background. And then, so we got a lot of our partners in the marketing side that we've helped with tech along the last decade say, hey, do you think there's a way for us to like unify our tiering systems and what we're selling as our marketing products, like case tier one, case one, tier two, case one, tier three? And if we can at least define that on the front end and share, even have kind of the stones to put that cost out into the public in real time, like maybe we have some accountability. And I think that's where technology can drive the standards and then can drive the accountability. And that's really what Stellium's trying to champion amongst anybody that we work with.
Yeah, and there are a lot of traditional investors now, institutional investors, and more folks on, like on, through Wall Street. They're paying more attention to the mass tort space, obviously, with these large brand name cases that are out there, these mainstream cases. Is that how Stellium really bridges the gap between law firms and litigation funders to attract that kind of capital? It's through the standardization, the marketing, and the tech.
Yeah, so I think it's a few things that we are trying to do is one, open that conversation with finance, and try to find people that are actually willing to have that vulnerability, if you will, to be like, all right, here's what we know and here's what we don't know, and let's try to start bridging that gap. And then part two is getting creative on some of the vehicles and the structure because we all know that this is an undercapitalized market. That's why everyone's here. It's a very overpriced capital to lawyers, which is why it's a good investment. But the goal to everybody is to get that right sized, if you will, and there's an arbitrage in between. And I think first actors can take advantage of it. So trying to get creative on structure and funding, and then trying to create the accountability to drive the cost of capital to, a more reasonable rate is kind of the goal, I think, on both sides. Now, of course, there's some players that would argue, nah, my goal is to keep it the same because they're making a lot of money doing it, but you get my point.
Sure. And what about litigation funders specifically? How does Stellium's legal intelligence service benefit funders?
Yeah, so that's what we're working on right now is actually trying to create a, and this is part of why we created Stellium separate from like our law firm and our intake center marketing company, is that we wanted a way to deliver data into the industry that was a little more neutral. And so one of our first projects that we're piloting, and it's kind of in beta right now, is something we're calling lawsuit.io, which will be a purely informational like data site. And what we also wanted to do is start hiring actual finance domain experts into our company. So, we've hired some high level, like a finance analyst. We've hired like a VP of strategy, and we're going to try to actually start delivering monthly, let's call them like insider intel reports, like an analyst report. Like you might see like a like macro markets report, you know, on the finance side or something like that. So we're trying to actually speak the same language, you know, through Stellium and use our partners and the information we get from them to really add some value back to finance first. And I think that will come in with, you know, with some of these analyst reports, which will be like legal, like risk analysis. Like when you see something like the TALC bankruptcy post come out recently, well, there's a lot behind what's going on there on the legal side, and nobody really publishes any insider information on that, you know. And so we want to start doing that, and then also start streaming some of our real-time data and reporting that I know we can do, and our strategic partners in Stellium, which you know, we really want to take people that have the technological chops or hire some of our companies to help them with it at least, and then we can actually pull in some of their live data, like maybe cost of marketing, maybe fall-off rates on law firms and CRMs, like some of these key metrics. I think that might drive the valuation models. We're going to try to actually start one at a time, pushing those live in a more transparent and open way.
So final question here, because the mass tort space is evolving very quickly. We just did a digital event on this, on mass torts. We had a lot of folks from across the space who spoke on the evolution of this space, both from a marketing perspective and from just a plaintiff and defense side strategy perspective and underwriting perspective. A lot of this is to do with the increased adoption of litigation funding and just larger case sizes coming across. How do you see this specifically mass tort space progressing over the coming years?
It's been a moving target for sure. I see on the litigation side, it's changing in the way where true mass tort litigation and MDLs are getting decentralized a bit by the defense bar. And they're doing it for the same reasons we're talking, is that if they can pick off the low-hanging fruit, if they can kind of carve off certain dockets and settle them, they kind of started the strand in TVM. Or if they can do a bankruptcy to delay and increase this duration risk, they're using that as a tactic that's attacking the lack of solidarity and the lack of accountability within the plaintiff's bar. So I think as more enterprise money comes in, I think you'll have more enterprise solutions. And when that happens, it'll hold these firms accountable to say, hey, you can't just leave and go settle for nothing, you know, and not get away with it, you know, because nobody has visibility on what you just did. So the amount of capital is going to first highlight all the problems in the space. And I think that's a lot of these talking heads right now that have a problem with litigation finance, is they're highlighting the problems, but you know, money is a magnifying glass and there's not the infrastructure to support the amount of money coming in. And so the lack of operational expertise and enterprise systems in the legal space is going to break for a little bit. And I think once that happens, and this may be a 3 to 4 year process, new players can come in, whether it's non-legal players that can understand the market and start building tech that makes sense, or lawyers at the same time are going to have to step up and try to be part of that change, which is what we're hoping and aiming for with Stellium. I think either way, the money will create the standards because there'll be accountability to the financiers.
Well, that's really interesting, and it's a great take. And yeah, we'll have to see how that develops. We'll definitely be keeping our eye on the mass tort space. It's definitely a lot of intersection there with litigation funding. Anthony, thank you so much for your insights. Really interesting work that you're doing. If you want to learn more about Anthony's company Stellium, you can visit them at their website, www.stellium.co. That's stellium.co. And there you'll find links to Anthony's other firms, his law firm, his tech company, the brands he's associated with. So Anthony, thank you again for being on the podcast. We really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate the conversation.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed this, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Litigation Finance Podcast.